Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Saturday night, April the 21st, 2011. Wow, a Saturday night podcast. This is different. I'll see how this works out. Maybe I'll do it again sometime. Maybe I should have set this up for a live webinar. Well, anyway, whether it's Saturday night that you're listening to this or another time, I'm really glad that you're listening because I think this is really important. This past Thursday, I started a teaching series here at our Glendale Bible Fellowship, and the name of the series is Receiving His Abundance. And you know, in light of our present economy, I think this information is very vital today. And so I decided tonight to do a little recap, not the whole teaching, but just a recap. And I'm not sure if I'll do a recap every Saturday night during this series, but if I do, I'm going to call these recaps, these podcasts, Money Matters. Kind of catchy, huh? You know, whenever you work a topic in the Scriptures, even if you've studied it before, it's a good idea to just lay aside what you think you know and then re-examine what the Bible says. And you know something? This topic is no different. We need to make sure that we understand God's laws and principles so that we can receive His abundance. All right, let me just stop for a minute because I know there are things that are going to come up in this teaching series that I'm doing that some Christians just do not believe. You know, there are varying opinions in Christianity about money. No surprise. There are varying opinions about almost every subject. So, money, of course. Now, there are some people, Christians even, who think that money is evil. And they talk about how evil money is and how it corrupts people and how you should only have what you barely need because you don't need all that dirty money that's evil and it corrupts. And so just enough to barely get by and then the rest of that dirty, evil, filthy money, just go ahead and give it to the church. You know, it seems in the last 5 years or so, any minister who teaches on God's abundance at all is labeled one of those prosperity preachers, you know, a derogatory term. You know, people say, look, you should just teach the Word of God, okay? Don't get so materialistic about all these things. Don't get into all of that stuff. Just teach the Scriptures. Well, did you know, I looked this up, and did you know that the words wealth, riches, rich, and money come up a total of 315 times in the Scriptures. Now, I may have missed some, but how about this? Silver and gold come up over 700 times in the Scriptures. That's not to mention prosperity and abundance that comes up over 150 times in the Scriptures. You know something? God has a lot to say about money in the Bible. Well, of course He should. We all need money. As George Bailey said, it comes in pretty handy down here, bub. You know, the purpose of the series that I'm doing is to try to gain a greater understanding of receiving abundance from God and that we will in turn then receive His abundance into our lives. So anyway, to recap, this last Thursday, I did part one, and it's called The Starting Point. And what we looked at is something that's not only foundational to understanding this topic, but it's often overlooked by many, many people. The starting point, well, guess what? We started by reading Genesis 1:1. All right, that's a starting point, huh? That's the first starting point. And if you remember, Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? That's what it says. He created it all. And by the way, I mentioned on Thursday night that biblically, the word create is a lot different than the word make. Create means basically bring something into existence from nothing. I know people talk about, you know, creating spreadsheets and, you know, in sports you're going to create a great play. But biblically speaking, only God can create. Now, many Christians know this, but it's amazing that sometimes they don't realize the implications. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It's His creation. Well, then who does it all belong to? Well, it all belongs to Him. All the land, everything in the world. Remember when God gave land to Abraham The reason he could give it to him, he said, here, this is yours, because it belonged to God. You can read in the Bible where it says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, meaning everything in it. You can read that a number of times in the Bible. It says in the book of Psalms, every beast is mine. Okay? So all the animals, they all belong to God. You know what's really funny? You can look this up sometime if you want. In Psalm 50, God says, look, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. It says, the world is mine and the fullness. It all belongs to him. The heavens and the earth all belong to God. In fact, in the Bible it says, all silver and gold is his. All the money belongs to him. And that is the starting point on understanding how to receive God's abundance into your life. We have to start at the starting point that it all belongs to him. And on Thursday night, I read a section in 1 Chronicles. It's in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. It's the section where they, if you remember the Bible, David wanted to build a temple for God. You know, David was finally in his palace and everything going great, and he looked out and, you know, the Ark of the Covenant was still in the tent, and he went, holy cow, I'm living in this gorgeous place, and look what we have for God, a tent. And so he wanted to build, and God said, well, no, you're not going to build. Your son Solomon will build, but I'll give you the plans. And God gave David all of the plans on exactly how the temple was supposed to be built. So then it was time to get started. And guess what? Even in Bible times, if you build a building, it costs money. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Yeah, it cost money. And so from his own wallet, not the, you know, treasury of Israel, but from his own wallet, David gave, it says in the Bible in Chronicles, 3,000 talents of gold. How much do you think that is? Well, you can look it up, and I've checked many places. Some say more, very few say less. But pretty much the consensus is that back then a talent was 75 pounds. 75 pounds. And so I did the math on this. One talent is 75 pounds, then 3,000 talents would be 225,000 pounds of gold. 12 troy ounces to a pound. That would give you 2,700,000 ounces of gold. And if you want to do today's numbers, I think gold is somewhere right around $1,600. So $4,320 million. This is what David gave of his own money. You know, they talk about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. And I tell you what, according to the price of gold today, David was a billionaire. And this was his own money, because this is in addition to what David gave for the work from the common treasury. Now, when you think of the common treasury, David was the king, right? Okay, so that means as king, he was steward over all that Israel had, right? So what he gave before was kind of like his tithe, and then this was over and beyond. It was the offering. I'll tell you something. You could read sometime in 1 Chronicles 22. David gave 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver, plus other stuff as well. So do the math on it. It's somewhere around, in gold, it's somewhere around $144 billion. And it was for God's glory. That's what he was in charge of. That's what he designated to go for the work. And then in addition to that, out of his own pocket, forked over $4,320 million. Amazing, isn't it? And this wasn't a bailout for college student loans or, you know, money to help out a solar company that's going to go bankrupt in 6 months. This was all for the glory of God. And what's really interesting is that David then told everybody what he gave. You know, he said, look, this is what I gave, you know, of my own money. Now, what do you want to do? And then it's really cool. The leaders went, well, wow, let's give too. So then they gave. And then you know what? All the people gave as well. They were all giving so that this wonderful temple could be built. And so there was a couple of things that I pointed out in terms of the giving. There are two words that come up over and over in that chapter. The words are willing and heart. Willing and heart. To give willingly, to give freely is a big deal. and it goes hand in hand with having your heart right. And that'll come up later in the series. But there was one more thing. This is just absolutely beautiful. I'm going to read this to you from 1 Chronicles before we end this podcast. So after David told everybody what he gave, then all the leaders said, all right, we're going to give this much. And then all the people said, okay, fine, we're going to give too. And then everybody was happy and everybody was blessed. And it was like, isn't this a wonderful thing? And I'm reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 29. David says in verse 14, but who am I? Who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given thee. It all belongs to God. And David said, really, let's look at the bigger picture here. We're all so excited that we're giving, but who does it really belong to? How did we get it in the first place? And he goes on to say, we're strangers before you, and sojourners, as were all our fathers. Our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build you a house, for your holy name comes of your hand, and all is thine own. It all belongs to you. Isn't this something, David's heart? Everybody's all excited. They're ready to give. And then David said, all right, let's look at the bigger picture. It all belongs to him. Everything that we have belongs to God. You know, when you give, is it really yours? I mean, even if you worked hard and you were paid a wage for your work, you know, people say, this is my money. I worked for this, okay? That's mine. I bought that with my own hard-earned money. Ever said that? Ever heard somebody else say that? Probably have. It all still belongs to him. Guess what? The body and the mind that you use to work to earn that money, where'd that come from? Did you create it? Did you make it? No, it belongs to God. He made it. Remember, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. You see, this is very important to establish this first. Before we get into the category of giving, this is the starting point that everything already belongs to God. And once you clearly understand and accept that everything is His, then you can move on to understand clearly His great principle of giving and receiving, and then you can get into an understanding of receiving His abundance. So that's why I started this series last Thursday, the starting point that it all belongs to God. And next week at our Glendale Fellowship, I'm going to teach on the principle of giving and receiving, which is, I'm telling you, it is so misunderstood. No wonder people don't want to give if they only really understood it. Then after that, I'm going to teach the following week on warning verses and verses of promise. You know, there are some people who focus on just the promises of prosperity in the Bible and never take a look at the warning verses. Then there are other people who only focus on the warning verses about finances and so forth and never look at the verses of promise. We've got to look at all of the verses. For example, a verse of warning, the love of money is the root of all evil. How many times in my life have I heard people say, you know, money is the root of all evil? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. God never said that in the Bible. He said, the love of money is the root of all evil. And that's a warning verse. It's a warning verse about money and riches and wealth. And there are verses of promise about money, riches, and wealth. So what's the warning? The warning is don't love it. You know, you could have $1 million in your bank account and not love it at all. It's just money. It's a means of exchange. It's, you know, a means by way you can get something done, a means by way you can help someone, a means that you can use to bless your life and your family's life. You could have $1 million in the bank and not love a penny of it. You could have $10 in your pocket and love it, just love it. So the warning is, love of money is the root of all evil. And there are warning verses and there are verses of promise, so we're going to look at that. And then I'm going to close out the series by taking a close look at the Scriptures so that we can know the limit of what we can expect from our God and Father. But always remember, first, it all belongs to Him, period. Yes, even your hard-earned money. It all belongs to Him. Well, that's it for this podcast on a Saturday night, no less, huh? If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to wait to see if I posted something new, because you'll get notified personally whenever I post something new. It doesn't cost you anything to subscribe. It's free. If you do subscribe, as my way of saying thanks, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great week.